Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Monumental shift is occurring that I predicted a long time ago. And that is, Joe Biden is out, and Gavin Newsom will be in soon. And it's funny because Joe Biden just announced, I'm running again. Can you imagine a dude who is under the level of investigation that he and his family is, and he proudly says he's running again? I can beat Trump. Well, not according to the polls. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Washington Post ABC poll showed that if the election were held today, Donald Trump would beat Biden 52-42%. Now, this was a Washington Post poll, and what they did is they called the result a statistical outlier, even though it is their poll. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, here's what you'll find interesting. Less than a week ago, even I think on this very program, I told you they had Donald Trump and Joe Biden at 46% each in a statistical tie. What's changed? Trump, is he getting indicted? Did he get freed or what? Did Joe Biden get indicted? What's changed? Absolutely nothing has changed, because you shouldn't even believe the poll. It's absolute nonsense. This poll is closer to reality, but don't even believe. I mean, no question Donald Trump will pounce Joe Biden, as he did in 2020. So what's the difference? Why is a week ago Joe Biden in a statistical tie, which, by the way, is a mathematical impossibility when 77% of the people think he's too old to be a leader, 69% of independents, 62% of Democrats say he's too old, they want somebody new, but he's in a statistical tie with Trump. Why? Oh, because Trump's old too, right? Donald Trump, everything that he's talked about, practically every policy that he implemented, Joe Biden changed, and it's backfired. The border policy has backfired. I talked about it the other day. Well, I'll talk about it a lot more today even, because Ann Coulter had some things to say about it. But here's what I want to tell you. It's not about any of the things that they're showing you. This is one of the biggest signs that Joe Biden has done that he is out of anything that I've said to you. Within a week, the media is now able to report. These are the stories that are going across the country. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. Joe Biden polling. Joe Biden's polling is horrible. Joe Biden, oh, he's in the tank. Trump beating Joe Biden. WAPO's trying to downplay it, and we've got a piece of that here, but they published it. How's it an outlier when six media outlets, I tell you, I have found six media outlets publishing this story. They go on to say a separate NBC News poll showed that Biden's disapproval rating has hit the highest mark of his presidency, 56% disapproving. The slippage was consistent across demographics, including younger voters, Latinos, and independents. In other words, folks, they're piling on Joe Biden. Oh, stomping. Stomping Joe Biden. In the post-ABC poll, Biden's age was cited repeatedly, with 70% saying he's too old. About 50% say it about Trump. So we got the age thing in, but they're really driving it home on Joe Biden. Only 30% approve of his economic performance in the post-survey, and his numbers are even lower for immigration, with only 23% approving. How could they? Immigration is the Democrats' Achilles heel. We'll talk about it more when I quote Ann Coulter. Folks, this is a death nail for the Democrats. Joe Biden is done. And the reason is they want to shoehorn in Gavin Newsom. But before we get to that, I just want to let's revisit all of this. I was talking to one of the guys. He's joining my team. I mentioned him. His name is Paris. And I'm talking to Paris, and he's telling me, Kevin, they got a poll that shows Gavin Newsom beats everybody. I go, it's a BS poll. But what it's telling you is, out with the old, in with the new. Joe Biden can't beat Trump. He was tied with him a week ago. Now, he's 10 points down. How does that even happen? Nothing has occurred. There's no new war. There's no new pestilence. It's just still same old Joe, same old Donald. But he's down 10 points. And interestingly, Gavin Newsom, if you can find this article, and by the way, it was written by Gavin Newsom's family. Gavin Newsom beats everybody. Why? Because he's dreamy. He's young. He's energetic. So what his ideas suck? We need somebody that when we cheat him into office, we can say he's young and he's pretty. And so what his ideas suck? You think Joe Biden got 81 million votes? Wait till Gavin Newsom got 94 million votes. Because he's young and he's dreamy and his ideas suck. And we don't care. As Democrats, we just don't want Donald Trump. They don't want anybody. They don't want DeSantis. Really? They'll take him. What's going on with DeSantis, by the way? I saw the polling. I have the numbers chronologically, month to month. Let me tell you, DeSantis is down to his lowest he's been as number two. He's at 10%. He was at 14, maybe 17. He's down to 10%. He's in Nikki Haley category. Is Trump losing ground? No. You want to know who they're talking about now? I'm just letting you know, folks, how you connect the dots. You know what I saw? An article. Youngkin, governor of Virginia, he may enter the fray. You want to know what that is? You think that's some cacophony of, oh, we want Youngkin. He can beat everybody, man. He's amazing. He hasn't been governor for a minute, and they're already talking about bringing him in. You think that's a shot at Trump, or do you think that's a shot at DeSantis? The problem is DeSantis is going in the wrong direction, and they're looking for a great white Republican hope to, for the Uniparty to take out Donald Trump while they shoo in Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, the left really wants to win. Because let's face it, when you've been successful ruining an iconic city, then ruining an iconic state, and your agenda has nothing to do with the betterment of America, well, why not make him president so he can ruin an iconic country? Isn't that how the Democrats work? We come back, we'll talk more about Gavin Newsom. Or should we call it Newsom?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm running again, and you may have noticed a lot of people are focused on my age. Well, I get it. Believe me. I know better than anyone. But there's something else I know. When I came to office, this nation was flat on its back. I knew what to do. I vaccinated the nation and rebuilt the economy.
I'm not speaking for everybody, but I know this. I didn't get vaccinated, and I don't like his economy, so he ain't getting my vote. And I know a lot of other people who feel the same way. I took the liberty of looking at the... here's what I did, just so you guys are aware. I Googled, in Google News, news.google.com, I Googled Biden polling. And it came up, Biden v. Trump poll. I did not say Biden polling versus Trump. I just said Biden polling. Washington Post calls its own poll showing Trump beating Biden by 10 points an outlier. That's the one I'm referencing. Poll shows, this is the New York Times. Poll shows low approval ratings for Biden and Trump coasting in primary. Newsweek. Donald Trump has colossal 20-point lead over Biden with young voters. Poll, NBC News. Overwhelming majorities expressed concerns about Biden. Trump
ahead of 2024 race. This one is Axios. Biden approval rating flashes warnings in two new polls. The Guardian. Polls showing Trump up 10 points over Biden for 2024 election criticized. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The left don't want to tell you a couple things. One, Joe Biden is despised. He's hated. He talked about vaccinating the people. Did you know Fauci travels with security? That's how much people hate it. They hate the lockdowns, the mask. They hate this economy. What do they have? They got nothing. I will tell you, I have never seen so quickly a turn on Joe on a candidate than I have in the last week under Joe Biden. And I told you, go back a week and look at the times. Look at what they were saying about Joe Biden, despite having terrible numbers on the economy. He's in a statistical tie with Trump. That's all you heard. The term every news outlet used was statistical tie. Now suddenly, Trump is the man. He's ahead of Biden. They sounded the alarm bell. Biden says, I'm running. I don't care what they say. I'm running. No, he ain't. I wish he were. Trump needs to get his comeuppance on Biden. Why not beat the guy that cheated you the first time, that they cheated in the first time? But it ain't going to happen, and here's why. Business Insider. California Governor Gavin Newsom has been asked many times if he plans to run for president. For months, that answer has been an emphatic no. But this weekend, Newsom sounded a little less certain of his stance on the matter. Yeah, I'm shocked that there's gambling in this casino. You may be termed out here, but does cleaning up the streets of California factor into a potential presidential run? 60 Minutes correspondent Cecilia Vega asked Newsom in an interview that aired on Sunday. Vega was referring to the new policies that Newsom is implementing in a bid to reduce California's homelessness rate. He's finally getting around to it. Hey, you know what? I'm going to start looking into this homelessness thing. I guess I haven't been governor long enough. Now that I'm terming out and I got nowhere else to go, maybe I need to look at doing something for the state that I ruined. Here's what he says. He was elected governor in 2018, reelected second term in 2022, leaves office in 2027. So he's got more time. But they're already, they're doing these little teasers. I'm never going to overpromise that in the short run. I mean, we are struggling in this state, housing and homelessness. So he didn't answer the question. And she says, is that a yes or a no? That is, that was a never-ending response to your question, Newsom said. This isn't the first time they write that Newsom has been asked about his presidential ambitions, and his answer has changed over time. In September of 2022, Newsom insisted when asked at the Texas Tribune Festival, why is he in Texas? If he was going to run for president in 2024, his reason, no, 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 that's not happening. No, 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 not at all. And then he cited the recall election that he survived. I've said it in French, Italian, I don't know German. I mean, I can't say it enough. But thank you. It's humbling. It's sweet. It's a nice thing to be asked. I mean it. And I never trust politicians, so I get why you keep asking. Yeah. I told you from the moment Gavin Newsom became governor of California, his next step, he already has Gavin Newsom for president, bought and paid for. Go try to get it. Google it. See if you can get it. Go to GoDaddy. There's nothing that has Newsom for president that you're going to be able to buy. He's already bought it. And find out when he bought it. He probably bought it 8 years ago, 10 years ago. So this is the guy that's been out there. Joe Biden's amazing. He's the great. He's the best thing out there, I tell you. He said it comes at an interesting moment during the Democratic Party. Joe Biden is now facing off against current GOP frontrunner, former President Trump. And Biden's win might not be a slam dunk per a slate of recent polls. I wonder who's starting all these polls. You think it's Republicans going, let's start some polls that show Joe Biden's beatable. It's Democrats, folks. That said, they say Newsom's been supportive of the president, of Biden. Newsom told Politico in a story published last November that he informed the White House that he would be supporting Joe Biden's reelection bid. He not only beat Trump once, I think he can beat him again, he told Politico. He talks about Joe Biden's age. You know what he says? He's seasoned. He's a seasoned performer. Joe Biden's the best thing ever. I played a clip of him the other day. You would think Newsom is all in for Joe Biden. And all he's telling you is, I can't stand the old clown. Can't wait for him to move aside. I'm not going to do it in an ugly way. But understand this. Out with the old, in with the new. I'm the new. That's all Gavin Newsom's saying. And that, by the way, is what the Democrats want. Now, how long are they going to let Joe Biden go? Don't know. Here's my question. When they finally get to the point where they say, Joe, you're done, what are they going to do? We've already got all the evidence against him. I don't know if Comer's working with McConnell. Yeah, because we have such a fractured Republican Party. We have two parties within the Republican Party. Who's playing the game here? Because Joe Biden is clearly out. And are we just, you know, stringing it along for the joy of it? What? Please let us know. We're going to be talking strategy when we come back in Ann Coulter.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden urging Congress to steer clear of a potential government shutdown looming at the end of the month, asking House Republicans to honor the bipartisan funding accord he brokered with Speaker McCarthy back in May. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun, his spokesperson clarifying that while he did check one out, he didn't actually buy it. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom engaging in a 90-minute red state, blue state debate moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity on November 30th in Georgia. President Biden heading to Michigan today to join UAW members on the picket line as they continue their strike against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was literally just saying to myself the other day, where's Ann Coulter? And in full disclosure, Ann Coulter is a friend of mine. Actually, we were at an event, Melissa and I, and I introduced Melissa to Ann. And Melissa is not a person who cares a lot about politics or stars or whatever. We've been around a lot of people, and she doesn't make a big deal. But she goes, Kevin, I want to meet Ann. So I introduced her to Ann. And Ann was so, it was funny because she, you never know when she's on the ins or on the outs politically, because Republicans don't like her. Even conservatives sometimes don't like the thing that she says. But I'll tell you what, Ann is a very bright woman. One of the best thinkers, quite frankly, in this business. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't always agree with her, but she is wicked smart, as they like to say in Boston. Remember when she called it for Trump on the Bill Maher show when they said, who do you think's going to win the presidency? And she goes, Donald Trump. And everybody started laughing. Laugh was on them, wasn't it? The woman plays chess while other people are playing checkers, and I'm going to tell you right now, you may not agree with her, but she will get you to think. And she did. There's an article about her. I'm going to spend some time on it this hour. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is being pressured by idiots like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert to impeach Biden for his son's sleazy foreign dealings, and thus decimate the reelection chances of every other Republican in Congress. Okay. I disagree with her. I'm one of the idiots. And she says MTG and Boebert are. She says they will have tremendous fun doing it and get lots of press after all. Isn't that the most important thing? She's being snarky. Meanwhile, the not stupid but unfocused Conservative Freedom Caucus is threatening to shut down the government unless they get concessions, primarily cuts in government spending. I have a secret for you, GOP. No one cares about government spending. I agree with her on that. She says, I'm sure it's important. There are probably 100 Wall Street Journal articles explaining why, but not more than 1% of the voters will ever reward you for cutting spending. Now, here's where I disagree with her. I mean, so you may not want to run on cutting spending, but you got to address it. You can't kick the can down, you know, keep kicking the can, as they say. And I'll use abortion as another one. You can't run on abortion, but you've got to address it. You have to at least have a response. You have to say things like, look, I see the other side's argument that it is a woman's right to choose. I do see that. But here's the other part of the argument that I see. A mother's DNA is separate than her baby's. She may be carrying the child, but they're two different DNAs. And what that tells me is that baby, no matter when it's being formed, is a separate entity. I think we can all agree with that, that when we came out of our mother's wombs, we were separate. Somebody had to represent us. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know many babies that can speak for themselves. Do you know of any? I mean, it isn't a cartoon baby. So, somebody has to speak for them. Who is it? We all were there. Aren't you glad somebody represented you? In most cases, I know this is going to sound really crazy, people, but in most cases, your mother represents you. She protects you. This is my baby. You better get away. But what we've done is we've diminished motherhood to such a degree that a mother won't even protect their child. That is sacrosanct. We talk about mama grizzlies and mama, what do they call them? These helicopter moms, the Asian ladies. We talk about, don't you mess with a woman's child. You want to get her to fight. And now we've separated that bond. We should be asking ourselves why we're doing that. See, that's my argument. I'm not going to tell a woman what to do, but I'm going to ask her, what broke your bond? What planet are you from that you don't care about your child? Do you realize you're the only animal, one of the only animals in nature who doesn't protect its young? Maybe that's a different argument, see? Yeah, you see, you better pay attention. Maybe go more level G. Robinson on you. Yeah. So, she says, government spending is a Republican's climate change. We've gotten frantic warnings, and here's where, again, she's right, that the world will end if we don't cut spending for the last 50 years, exactly as long as we've been warned that the world will end if we don't cut carbon emissions. Year after year, we do nothing, and yet the world doesn't come close to remotely ending. She's right. Doesn't mean you don't address it. Now, on carbon change, on global climate change, it's just a total farce. But I think we could all agree that you can't have unlimited spending and think that it's just going to go away. Now, there are those out there. I know the thinkers. They're like, well, Kevin, you don't get it. It's kicked along. They kicked the can. And even though it may come due, essentially, it's just going to be written off. The people that it's owed to are going to just forgive the debt. It's going to die away. Could be. Maybe the government's just going to confiscate it. I know they've confiscated enough of my money and taxes. I told you guys, I had a $7,600 check. Government says, hey, we got your check. We do owe you the money, but you know, we're not sending it to you. She goes on. She says, you only have a bare majority in one House of Congress, Republicans. This is no time to be hotshot for causes that won't get you a single vote. Now, I want to pivot back to Joe Biden and his impeachment. She's wrong. This is where she's not playing the long game. Joe Biden's impeachment has huge ramifications. Tracking Joe Biden down, she goes into more detail, and I'll get to that in a bit. But she is dead wrong here. Joe Biden represents the Democratic Party, and I'm not saying he's the leader, but he represents them. He represents how crooked they are in all facets of leftism. And getting him is the same for the Democrats as getting Trump. Can we get Donald Trump? And they can't get Trump because Trump has a truth on his side. Joe Biden doesn't. What happens when they connect Joe Biden to Hunter with all of his protestations and his lies? What happens? Well, he's going to be a confirmed. He's already a confirmed liar, but it's going to be now dyed in the wool. And then what happens when you find out that hasn't been paying his taxes? And he did use the DOJ, you know, to go out. Everything that we've talked about with him, the Democrats supported, and he was a liar. It condemns the institution. All of it. The DOJ, the media, all these guys, including Biden, and every Democrat who stood up for him. So she's wrong on that. But she's not necessarily wrong. Now, I'll say this. How we handle it and how the Republicans make hay with it is the issue. And I'm going to tell you, the danger is that if it's the rhino crowd that's doing it, these are the people that don't know how to sell what we're doing. See, I would sell it as this guy lied to you. The dual system of justice that you thought was only going after black folks goes after anybody the government doesn't care about. I would have black people outraged, women, everybody. But she's right about you got to know how to fight it. If the government wants to say, look, we got to pay our bills. This debt is untenable. We've got to start cutting and things like that. Don't make it your lead. Democrats don't do that. They make the lead something that people are impassioned about. And that's kind of what Coulter is saying. So anyway, let me go on. She says, but you know what would be hugely popular? Put down the journal and look around you. There's not a corner of this country that isn't sick to death of migrants, illegal aliens, streaming into their towns and neighborhoods. And this horror show now playing nationwide is 100% Biden's fault. I got to agree with her. We have an issue that thanks to the governors of Texas and also a little bit with Florida, mostly Texas, this thing has been brought to the forefront. And now everybody's screaming, we got too many people. And Ann Coulter goes into detail. It's absolutely brilliant. She says, even the most cosseted liberal sanctuary cities have cried uncle, pleading for Biden to cut off the flow of illegals. She's right. Then she goes on to give examples. She says, by way of example, New York, sanctuary city since 1989. Migrants, illegals are crawling all over every inch of the place. You can't walk down Park Avenue or through Central Park without feeling like you've stumbled into a Caracas shanty town. The migrants, illegals, are expected to cost the city $4 billion this year alone. Government estimates are notoriously low. Mayor Eric Adams has said the migrants, illegals, are going to destroy the city. She uses destroy in quotes. So for the past year, he's been trying to dump them on other parts of the state. When we come back, I'm going to finish this. Ready for a laugh?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Ann Coulter. Getting it right sometimes. And when she does, she's scathing about it. The lady knows what she's talking about. And she's saying that illegal immigration, this border invasion that is occurring, is what the Republicans should be focused on. And I do not disagree with that. I disagree with elements of her first arguments that I talked about in the previous segment. But I don't disagree with her that this is the Achilles heel for the left right now. And she's using New York as an example, where she says it's going to cost the city $4 billion to house illegals. It's going to cause people to take a look at this thing and say, wait a minute. We're not spending this much on our own people, the same things that we talk about. And that's a perfect example of how you want to do things. You want the left to have to own their nonsense. She said, we left off where she said, Eric Adams said, these migrants, which are illegals, are going to destroy the city, so he's been dumping it on other parts of the state. And she says, we're a sanctuary city, let's ruin the suburbs instead. And in response to this, she was joking about that, she said, in response, more than 30 of New York's 62 counties have passed emergency measures refusing to take them. This includes, I love this about Ann Coulter, she always researches her stuff. Erie County, Buffalo, 2-1 registered Democrats to Republicans, where smug executive Mark C. Poloncarz announced in May that it was morally repugnant to turn away migrants, a.k.a. illegal aliens. For the cherry on top, he added, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And when within weeks of the migrants, the illegals arriving, they'd already committed two heinous sexual assaults. And Mr. Morally Repugnant refused to take any more. Folks, I give you Ann Coulter. I was once called the black male Ann Coulter. I told Ann that. She cracked up. She goes, well, do you accept it? I go, I do. Again, we don't have to agree on everything. But here's what I can tell you. That lady's brilliant. You're brilliant. You're listening to me and you're giving me accolades and saying, Kev, you're amazing. You do this, you do that. Yes, it's all true. I won't lie. It is true, but so are you. Even when we disagree, we can still be okay with it. For example, I don't believe Ann Coulter when she says we shouldn't go after Biden. She doesn't understand that strategy the way I do. She hasn't played it out the way I would play it out. But what she's talking about here, she is 100% spot on. And not just because I don't agree with, because we agree with her, I should say. I do agree with her. On her other strategies, I've told you, I like this part, but I don't like this part. It's okay. Because you know what I know about Ann Coulter? She wants to win. And she doesn't want to win just for the sake of winning. She wants to win because she believes we win in the battle of ideas. See, that's where we agree. I don't look at her and go, she's evil. We disagree. She doesn't agree with me. No, she wants to win because it is morally right, ethically right for us to run this country the way that she and I believe it to be run. And our approaches can be different. It's okay. She goes on to say this. The last time New York State voted for a Republican president was in 84. This is New York today, every day. Protests erupt outside of new migrant facility in Queens. Next one. New York City migrant crisis. Staten Island demonstrators block bus during protests. You know what she's showing, what she's highlighting here, people? Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. She's saying when you piss off leftists, people that think they're leftists or vote Democrat or whatever, you know what they do? They'd use the same tactics against the other side. They've been trained well. Only this time, you know what? They're not coming after us. They're coming after the left. You know what Donald Trump did better than anybody? He made the left have to live their own nonsense. Live your lunacy. That's what I tell them. Ready for the next one? New York City migrant shelter tour interrupted by shouting protesters. Here's the next one. Hundreds protest migrant relief center located near Nassau County border. Republicans, are you awake? That's what she wrote. She knows what she's talking about. Immigration is a key issue, and they don't even know the beginnings of it. She goes on, in Massachusetts, the progressive lesbian governor has declared a state of emergency over migrants, illegals. She always puts illegals in parentheses because they call them migrants. Requesting an additional $250 million from the legislature to deal with them and attack the White House for a, quote, federal crisis of inaction. Federal crisis of inaction. A leftist, liberal, lesbian mayor. Yarmouth, Massachusetts voted 60-40 for Biden. Today, there are daily protests outside of the town hall and heated five-hour meetings to denounce the migrant influx. And Governor Ron DeSantis sent a teeming horde of 50 of 50 illegals to Progressive Paradise, Martha's Vineyard. This, quote, sanctuary destination called the National Guard to remove them. The last time Massachusetts voted for a Republican president was in 1984. Do I have to remind you who that was? Rinaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan. Across Chicago, a city virtually dedicated to giving succor to criminals, residents are up in arms over migrants, illegal aliens. I know this for a fact. I have people on the ground there telling me this. Here are the headlines, just so you know. Residents protest plan to house 300 migrants at Hyde Park area motel. Edgewater, Chicago residents protest as city announces plans to shelter migrants at Broadway Armory. Chicago residents protest new migrant shelter in their neighborhood, leading to delay in opening. As South Shore community activist Natasha Dunn put it, our specific frustration lies in the continuous and blatant disregard for the safety and overall quality of life for black residents, as many of these migrants have been dumped where? Anybody want to guess where? As she's put it, in our neighborhoods. Just so we're clear, Coulter writes, the GOP is never, ever going to win the black vote. Sorry, clueless donors. But black people sure aren't going to hate you for impeaching Biden over his refusal to stop inundating the country with millions of poverty-stricken, illiterate illegals cutting into America's government services. How many black people do you think care about government spending? Or whites, Hispanics, or Asians, for that matter? Generally, voters don't like government shutdowns. They're also not wild about a president of their own party being impeached. Well, I don't care about, I agree with her on the government shutdowns, but they gotta happen. Somebody's gotta have fiscal responsibility. Somebody's gotta be austere. And if it isn't the Republicans, who's it going to be? But I disagree with her on people saying, I want the Bidens to pay. She's dead wrong on that. I talked to enough black people to say, man, I couldn't get away with that. I believe I have my finger on the pulse of that better than she does. I'll tell you something else I have my finger on the pulse better. I know what's happening in the black community. I know these people are sick. I'm talking about leftist blacks, not conservative black folks. Leftist blacks are sick of watching Joe Biden and his son get over. They're sick of watching their cost of living go up, and they have no recourse. Let me tell you, Uncle Sugar can hand you a check, but when he hands you that check, say it's $2,000 a month, and it costs you what used to cost you $2,000 because you're going to spend it all, is now costing you $2,300, and you got to find a hustle? I know what brothers do. They get mad. Now, they may be thinking, well, it'd be easy to get the money out of the Democrats and the Republicans, but they also remember, they reflect back and say, you know what? I was spending all $2,000 under Trump, but I had it to spend. I had it to spend. Black women are getting tired of raising their kids in crime-infested neighborhoods, watching their kids get even more stupid in school. I can name a lot of stuff. Not being able to take care of their children because they don't have the support system that Jill Biden has or that Haley Biden had. They're mad. And the Republicans have a clear advantage using immigration, because immigration exacerbates every one of those problems. You know why this inflation is occurring? Why the money isn't getting to you? It's going to other people. They can use the Ukraine war for it. They got all kinds of things to say. Why are they not caring about you? Brothers getting out of prison that need jobs, need opportunities. I could go on. We have an opportunity here, folks. The Republicans don't take advantage of it. How about we do?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.